AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. A judge in Texas is giving the go-ahead for a woman to have an abortion. Kate Cox's fetus has a fatal diagnosis. It's an unprecedented challenge to the Texas ban that took effect after Roe v. Wade was overturned last year. The ruling is from Judge Maya Gamble.
The idea that Ms. Cox wants desperately to be a parent, and this law might actually cause her to lose that ability, is shocking and would be a genuine miscarriage of justice.
The decision is likely to be appealed by the state of Texas. Cox is 20 weeks pregnant. Israeli forces struck the southern Gaza town of Rafah twice overnight, sowing fear in one of the last places where civilians can seek refuge. Israel has widened its offensive against Hamas from the devastated north to southern areas already packed with displaced people. Former President Donald Trump is appealing a ruling that found he is not immune from criminal prosecution over his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Trump has returned to his New York civil fraud trial in the courtroom. He showed up to watch an accounting professor discuss financial topics important to the case. The FDA says the dangerous bacteria that sparked powdered formula recalls and shortages last year has infected two babies this year, killing a Kentucky child and causing brain damage in a Missouri infant. The formula was made by Abbott Nutrition. LSU quarterback Jaden Davis is the Associated Press College Football Player of the Year.
Obviously, I can't do anything without my own line, so that's the first people I want to recognize, because I can't, you know, it all starts with them, you know, blocking, snapping the ball, so those are the main people I want to recognize, and then my receivers and running back.
The Heisman Trophy finalist finished comfortably ahead of Washington quarterback Michael Penix. This is AP News. Britain's government says Russian intelligence services have been using cyber espionage for years to interfere in British politics.
Britain's government has said that Russian intelligence services have been using cyber espionage for years in an attempt to interfere with British politics. The Foreign Office said Russia's FSB agency was responsible for operations such as the targeting of British lawmakers from as far back as 2015 to the present day. It also says the FSB selectively leaked and amplified sensitive information to serve Russian interests. Karen Chamas, London.
A powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake shook the South Pacific island nation of Vanuatu. The U.S. Geological Agency says the chance of fatalities and large economic losses in the sparsely populated area was low. The area is part of the Ring of Fire, an arc of seismic faults around the Pacific Ocean where most of the world's earthquakes occur. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.